You didn't lose control of the internet. You never had it. The platforms just let you believe you did, long enough to train the algorithm, give away your data, and build their AI fortunes on top of your labor. You never owned your content. You licensed it to a black box that decides how visible you are, how much you're worth, and how easily you can be erased. You never signed a contract, but somehow they own your followers, your revenue, your attention. You built a business on their land, and they raised the rent overnight. The internet told you it was open. In truth, it's a walled garden built on surveillance, bait-and-switch monetization, and terms you never read because you never had a say. Lose your Apple ID and your phone becomes a brick. Get flagged on YouTube and your income disappears. Post something unpopular and watch your reach collapse, silently, without recourse. The platforms don't need to ban you, they can just make you invisible. One algorithm tweak and 80% of your traffic vanishes. One strike and your work stops earning. One content policy change and your business model implodes. You don't control the feed, the payments, the rules, or the backend. You're not a user, you're inventory. You call yourself a creator, but in this system, you're unpaid staff. Spotify pays $0.0003 per stream. TikTok mutes your sound without warning. YouTube runs ads on your video even when it demonetizes you. Your music gets played, your video goes viral, your meme becomes a campaign, and someone else cashes out. The economics are simple. They own the rails, you provide the carbo. It's not just about money, it's about power. You were told the cloud would free you. But the cloud isn't yours, it's just someone else's computer. If they don't like you, they'd delete it, or sell it, or hand it over. You were told social media gave you reach, but it came with a kill switch. You were told tech was neutral, but every interface has politics, every API has gatekeepers. You never owned your account, you were renting it, until they changed the locks. This is the default operating system of today's internet, centralized, opaque, and adversarial by design. Everything you build, your audience, your voice, your identity, lives inside a maze of private servers, hidden policies, and extractive business models. The system isn't broken, it's rigged, and it's working exactly as intended. So what now? You don't fix this with a new app, you fix it with a new architecture. Elastos is a root-level rewrite, not a platform, but a protocol, not a brand, but a blueprint. It gives you digital property rights for identity, for data, for code, for culture. It gives you a self-owned login, content you can tokenize and trace, storage that no one can censor, and payments in new currencies secured by Bitcoin. Elastos treats your attention, your creation, your community as sovereign. It doesn't ask for permission. You build an audience and they follow you across platforms. You create something and the attribution is hardwired. You set the terms and it enforces them. It's not about trust, it's about code. You become the platform. This isn't utopia, it's overdue. And it's already working, quietly, cleanly, far from the noise. The old internet turned people into products. This one turns them into owners. The internet was never yours. Elastosis. Join us today.